sharp. I know it's bound to fade. Let's make more memories together before mine fade away.
WMFO on the web at WMFO.org.
We leave room for your growth tomorrow.
This is not normal.
All day today, I've been thinking about
Detox Mansion.
The crowd seems to love this.
Welcome, gates are open.
Conocemos que si queremos asegurar nuestras comunidades y nuestro país.
Calm down, bitch.
And it's time for Bob Angel's Detox Mansion.
Hello.
Hola.
Jesus.
Jiminy Cricket.
A 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston. Tufts Reform Radio.
Yeah, WMFO Medford, welcome to Detox Mansion. The gates are open. Let's visit the Beatles.
Case of half of one and two on the other. What's it a case of, Mr. Martin?
Take four was very good up to the breakdown.
Which was take four?
And that was very good up to the very end bit there, when Paul did his little bit that wasn't quite right.
My boys are ready to go.
John?
Yes?
Yeah, I don't think it's him, I think it's...
What?
Is it possible without affecting yourselves too much to turn down a little? Apparently there's been a complaint.
From who?
Outside the building.
What are they doing here at this time of night?
Oh, that guy.
What guy?
He's going through the walls.
His own fault. He gets the house in such a lousy district.
Right.
Well, we'll try it once more, very loud. And then if we don't get it, we'll try it quiet, like it might do it the other way. Okay. The loud one, last go. Last chance to be loud. Who says? Can't quite see through these now. I just can't quite see them, they keep merging. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Want you so bad, it's driving me mad.
91.5 WMFO. And the Beatles, of course. I Want You, She's So Heavy. A little bit different version. That was an outtake. I'm not sure which take it was. Because I got stuff in my way here. It was recorded at about 2 o'clock in the morning at Trident Recording Studios. Oddly enough, an Abbey Road song being recorded there. And they really brought out Billy Preston. I never knew Billy Preston. I'm a Beatles fanatic, and I never knew Billy Preston was on Abbey Road. But he's all over this album. Really great stuff. I wish I could just play Abbey Road from beginning to end for you, because it just sounds fabulous. Anyway, 12 minutes after 11 o'clock, yes, Detox Mansion. Little late start. A little late. Not bad. Not bad. Yeah. So let's just go on. We've got some good local music here. Cast Irons have a great EP out, and it's called The Longest Night. I want to play a song from it called... is that what I wanted to play? So that must mean I have to go... Okay. So I have Good Haunting is the name of this song. 91.5 W... Is it starting? There it goes. 91.5 WMFO. No. I knew it was wrong. I just knew it. Stop. Stop. There we go. All right. Oh, it's just... This is a hard studio to get set up in. So let's push that button and push this one. And I'm still not getting anything. Here we go. Cast Irons. Brand new stuff. Well, it's not plugged in. That's why. All right. Well, we're going to start this again. And, okay, we're going to do that. All right. All right. So let's just redo this whole thing. Let's take two. We're not live or anything, are we? Okay, let's try the new. Okay. We may or may not hear Cast Irons. I don't know. We'll see. Here we go. 91.5 WMFO.
Go to bed, sleepy head, it's time.
Oh, yes. Elton John, 91.5 WMFO. Funeral for our friend. Love Lies Bleeding. It's, talk about a great album. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. Great double album. Wow. Good stuff. Elton. And Elton has a brand new book out. It's called Me. It's not out yet, I guess. But boy, they've released some excerpts, and has he pissed some people off this time? I can't wait to read this book. I guess when it comes to tell-alls, Elton's got a lot to tell. I bet he's got sequels already planned for this book. But his brother just is just furious with him, as is like Tina Turner. Who else is he badmouthed in this book? I don't know. They couldn't get along. He and Tina couldn't get along. He couldn't get along with pretty much anybody, apparently. Although, you know, he's worked with so many, so he can't be that bad, but he's got some good stories to tell anyway. Cast Irons before that. Great local band with a great EP out. I can't wait for them to put up like a full-length album out. Although, you know, Sheryl Crow has announced that she's just released her... We're going to play some Sheryl Crow today. But she just released her last album that she's ever going to make because she says it's just not worth it anymore. I mean, people don't buy albums anymore. They just stream. And so an art form seems to be going away. But I'm hoping the Cast Irons will put something together. We heard Good Haunting, by the way, from that. It's available on... I took it off Tidal, but I believe it's also on Spotify and a lot of the other streaming services, or maybe you can even find a regular hard copy of that. I think it's well worth it. And that Beatles, the Abbey Road remix, the 50th anniversary release with the remix and remaster, and great sound and stuff, and they really pushed up. You know, when the I think Ringo Starr is the main beneficiary from these remixes from Giles Martin. His drums really come to the fore. And in this particular case, when we played I Want You, She's So Heavy, Billy Preston, who was pretty much a full-time member of the band in Abbey Road from the sound of it. You just hear that organ. His keyboards are featured in a lot of it, especially on the bonus material. So you might want to check that out. Anyway, it's 11:31. I try to maintain a schedule, but I don't even know why I bother anymore. Seriously, why? Because, 20-minute sets, who needs them? We've got a lot of sunshine today. Finally, after days and days and days of clouds and rain and mist, and it was just been horrible. I was freezing yesterday. Today, it was sunny, so I'm wearing shorts, whether it's warm enough or not. I think it is warm enough. It's when the sun just feels so good. Mixture of clouds and sun today. But it's going to turn cloudy again by evening. High around 68 or so. Tomorrow, clouds, low around 51. And then tomorrow, sunshine and clouds. Great Columbus Day, or Indigenous Peoples Day in Maine and some other Y states. I don't know why we call it Columbus Day. It's just, we got to get rid of him. High tomorrow around 65. Currently, on the campus of Tufts University, we do have 66 degrees.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
All right, so now I haven't had time to look up this thing. I know Green Day has announced this big tour next year, big stadium tour. It's going to be great. I can't remember who they're going out with. But I'll look it up in the meantime. On the back cell, I'll tell you all about it. But they got a new album due out soon. But this is just a single. I'm not sure what the album title is going to be. We can't say the full title, of course, because it's Green Day. We'll just say it's Father of All, dot, dot, dot. That's what we say it is. Green Day, 91.5 MFO.
Count your your life. Cause you don't need a diagram to tell you how to have a good time. I say, hey, don't mean to frighten you away, but this is crack so becomes so easy. But ask why. You don't need another burden. Come and party with your spirit guide. I say, hey, don't get your head a mess. But this is crack so becomes so easy. Love is just the best when it comes easy. It comes so
says what?
What we've got here is...
It's Detox Mansion.
What?
With your host, Bob Angel.
He's a leaker.
This is 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Light a cigarette. Only smoke when I'm with you.
on, take them off. Cause I like you so much better when you're naked. I like me so much better when you're naked. I like you so much better when you're naked. I like me so much better when you're naked. I like you so much better when you're naked. I like me so much better when you're naked. Yeah. I like you so much better when you're naked. I like me so much better when you're naked. Yeah. I like you so much better when you're naked. I like me so much better when you're naked. I like you so much better when you're naked. I like me so much better when you're naked. Yeah.
New Weezer, 91.5 WMFO, and it's so new it's not out until next May 15th. I just don't know why you release a single so much in advance of the album, but the record business is just... I never understood the record business, but I really don't understand it now. Anyway, it's called The End of the Game from the forthcoming album Van Weezer, May 15th, 2020. You can go out and buy that. Till then, you can just listen to it on the radio. I ain't in charge. I just play the stuff. Ida Maria before that from her 2009 release, Fortress Round My Heart. We heard I Like You So Much Better When You're Naked. Cracker, great Cracker. What an album Cracker had put out there. The first Cracker album. This is Cracker Soul is the song we heard. And Green Day, Father of All MFs. Is the name of the song. Another album that won't be out until 2020. And Green Day have that hella mega tour coming in 2020 with Fall Out Boy, Weezer, and The Interrupters. Wow. That's going to be at Fenway Park next August 27th. And wow, can you buy tickets now? You just, well, let me click on tickets here and see what happens. I'm clicking on tickets. And you can buy tickets right now for the Hella Mega Tour for next summer at Fenway Park. Fancy that. Anyway, that's it. It's 11:47. How did I get ahead of schedule? What the heck? I must have left something out here. What did I do? What did I do? I don't know, but let's just get back into it. I missed last show. I got so sick. I was planning this great show the 2 weeks ago, and I came down with this bug, and I just, I couldn't do it. I could not do it. We got brand new music here. I'm going to do it. This is going to go into kind of like a bluegrassy kind of. I got banjos lined up here. So let's see if I can. Is this right? I have this show planned out. I really do. Oh, I see what I did. Okay. All right. So anyway, we're going to do this set here. This is Pete Yorn starting it off. The album is called Caretakers. And there we go. It starts on cue. How about that? This is called Calm Down. Brand new Pete Yorn, 91.5 WMFO.
Yeah. undertaker, please drive slow. For this body you are hauling, Lord, I hate to see her go.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Come in, Doc Watkins.
Sisters crying, what a home so sad and lone.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky.
91.5 WMFO Flat and Scruggs. And Foggy Mountain Breakdown from Town and Country. You can also find that on the Bonnie and Clyde soundtrack, of course. Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, saw things very differently. Scruggs was the more progressive guy in the band, in the of the duo. Good stuff, anyway. I wanted to play a whole bunch, but I just don't have time today. We'll do that someday. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and a whole bunch of legendary country performers doing the title track from Will the Circle Be Unbroken from 1972. Foggy Mountain Breakdown was 1965, by the way. All right, so we are just about up on high noon now. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Boston, Tufts Freeform Radio. Streaming worldwide at WMFO.org. So, it is medication time. And, of course, I'm not ready, because why would you be when you're in detox